are causing light to shine from darkness.
This is the Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ennis Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Wow. One more time, good afternoon to you all, my great listeners. This is Pastor Ennis Osiri of the Touch Lighters Church. One more time, we are here today to hear God's word. I trust God that today was so awesome in your church, and I trust God that the Lord met you at the point of your needs. Today, I'd like us to share God's word, but before then, I'd like us to pray. Father, thank you today for your great benefits upon our lives. Thank you for the entrance of your word. Thank you because you sent forth your word and the word healed us. Send forth your word, Lord, and let it heal us. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, today I'd like us to move. We've been looking at the power of decision, the effects of decisions, what decision means, and how much decision can affect one's life. We saw that decision is defined by the things that you make up your mind to do. And these things are what we call choices. Whenever you make a decision to do a thing and you get it done, you have made your choice also on that. We equally try to look at how our decisions could be affected positively. And we saw that God's word can throw a light on the decisions that we make. We can choose. We can take decisions based on God's word. We can take decisions based on the voice of God that comes to us. We can also take a decision based on the wise counsels that God's servants would bring away. Today, I would like us to move into an entirely new series. Matthew chapter 9, 14 down to 17. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up, take it from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish, but they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. And they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Let me not go so much and too deep into the theology of these. But what Jesus was trying to tell them is that he said, no man can ever put a new wine in an old wineskin. No man can put a new wine in an old wineskin. He said, any attempt to do that, you will lose the wine. You will lose the wineskin. Here we see Jesus was trying to establish a principle that would guide us in life. First, he tries to let them know that you cannot put something new in an old container. You can put something new in an old container. Every new content is put in a new container. And here we see a whole lot of people run to church every day. And in most cases, they are looking for what God will do for them. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Jesus was trying to say, before he can ever do something new in your life, there should and must first be the renewal, the transformation of one's self, of one's life, from the old to the new, For no man can put a new wine in an old wineskin. Jesus was trying to say, what is the essence of fasting? If there is no relationship, if the lives are not transformed, what is the essence of all these religious activities if there are no transformed lives? And this is the same thing that plays out every now and then in our lives, in our churches, in the lives of the members. We all run to church. We become great addicts to religious activities and ceremonies. But the core of it all, which is our relationship with God, is nowhere to be found. It's not secured at all. And Jesus said, no, you can put a new wine in an old wineskin. If what I do for God must be acceptable by him, then it should be proceeding out of a transformed life. My life as a matter of necessity must have undergone a transformation, a spiritual transformation, a change, so that my services could be reasonable and acceptable unto him. And this is where we see a whole lot of frustrations in the church, see a whole lot of frustrations in people's life, where people are trying to do religious activities and ordinances and sacrifices with a very old nature of theirs. And Jesus says it can't work this way. If my activities, if my sacrifices, if my obligations must be acceptable unto the Lord, it should and must be proceeding out from a new wineskin. A new wineskin. Talking about a new you. Talking about a transformed you. Talking about a changed you. Talking about the inner work of the Spirit that comes to change, to transform, and to bring out the new you from the old you, so that your sacrifices might be reasonable and acceptable unto the Lord. Today I came to let you know that God is more interested in the things he will do in your life than in the things that you will do for him. God is more interested in the things he would do in your life than the things that you will do for him. And this was a very major problem that Jesus had with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the teachers and the rabbis of the law of his days. Because they were experts in religious activities and obligations, but they were completely far away from the ways of God. Their mouths were singing, Hosanna, Hosanna, but their hearts were completely away and far from God. And Jesus said, no. It can work that way. Today I came to ask you a question. Your services unto the Lord, are they reasonable and acceptable unto him? Romans chapter 12, 1 to 2. He said that we might present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, that our sacrifices may be reasonable and acceptable unto God. Anything you think you can do for God, anything you think that you are doing for God, anything that you think that you will ever do for God, if it is not coming from a life that is transformed, a life that is a carrier of a new wineskin, all of that, they become waste before God. And Jesus looked at them on that day and said, these people are whitewashed human beings. They paint the outside white, but the inside is full of darkness and hypocrisy. He said, you won't go in, neither will you allow others to enter. Today I came to talk to someone. Today I came to announce to someone that your services can be reasonable and acceptable, if only that it can match with a new life that is found in Jesus Christ, with a new life that only the Son can give to you. What is the essence of all religious obligations and sacrifices when my life is completely against and opposite of the life of Jesus? And that's why I came to understand that this thing we call Christianity is all about lifestyle, the life that you lead. When my life is opposite that of Christ, then I could go to church. I could give offering. I could skin myself for people. I could sweep the entire church. I could give all my money. I could tear my body and blood comes out. If all of that are done outside a deep functional relationship with the Master Jesus Christ, then I would have been wasting my time completely. Today I came to speak to you that you need a new wineskin so that God can pour a new wine into it. You need a new bottle. You need a change of heart. You need a new heart. No wonder the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 26, among all things, it says, give me your heart. God wants your heart today. God can achieve more in your life than you can try to achieve for him. God wants to change. He wants to transform you. And today I'll be praying for you and asking that the Lord God Almighty might come into your life and that your life might become transformed. Shall we pray? Father, I pray for my listeners, wherever they are, one more time. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, that a new us will emerge. Even as we submit ourselves unto you, let a new us emerge and let your name be glorified. Thank you for hearing. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious mighty name. Wow. What a new day it is for you. What a new day it is for me. I want to thank you for always tuning into this station. It's been your regular host, Pastor Ernest Osiri of the Touch Letters Church. One more time, I'd like to invite you. Please make sure you locate a church or any living church around you, and then make sure that you serve your God in truth and in spirit. The church is located at number 4 Papa Presidential Road, just adjacent Fontana Filling Station, Independence Layout. And weekly services is always on Wednesdays 5:30 and then on Sunday 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Shalom.
You are causing light to shine from God.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Touch Lighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Touch Lighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Hey, we are standing here before you, God.
Standing here before you.